Perth forensic scientist and self-confessed shoe lover Dr. Paula Magni is on a mission to build a collection of 392 pairs of red shoes by the end of November. These shoes will never find their way into her wardrobe, however. They're destined to raise awareness of women who have lost their lives to gender-based violence in Australia. While it's since been replicated across the globe, it's never happened here in our country. Dr. Paula joins us now to talk about the project happening in Perth and how you can get involved. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a bit of history about the Red Shoe Project. When did it start? What's it all about?
So the Red Shoes Project started in 2009 and was an art installation started by the artist Elena Chauvet in Mexico. And this was made in the memory of Elena's sister, who was killed by her husband in an act of domestic violence. Since 2009, in which this installation was put in the very iconic place of Mexico City, this installation that was started with only 33 pairs of shoes started to go around the globe to raise awareness about women violence, gender-based violence, and, you know, try to bring the stories of the people wearing these shoes back to the attention of everyone. We have found out that Australia never had the opportunity to have this kind of showcase. And because of my work as a forensic scientist, I had several cases of women violence. I thought that was the perfect way to raise awareness and display this in a very iconic place of Perth. That is the museum of WA Museum, Bolabar Deep. And Bolabar Deep means many stories. We want to bring back many stories. The story is of hopefully 392 people, women, that were killed in act of domestic violence between 2010 and 2021.
That's a lot of people who have lost their lives and a lot of stories that it's very easy to forget. And I understand the significance of what your work is and how it interplays with the Red Shoe Project. Dr. Paula, what is it that you are asking people to do if they're able to contribute to this project?
We are asking the people of Perth and surrounding areas, but even people not in Perth, to donate a pair of shoes. The shoes can be red, or red, or can be painted red. Spray paint, acrylic paint, whatever paint you want, just to make them red. And bring them to the different donation point or send to one of the donation point. And these shoes, together with a message that if you want, you can donate as well, will be placed in the space of the museum outside so everyone can see it during the period of the 16 days of WA. That is the period in at the end of November, beginning of December. This installation will be outside between the 27th of November and the 4th of December. We want you to bring your shoes in representation of a woman that lost her life.
So talk to me about the significance of the red shoe. Why have they picked that as the symbol?
You know, red is the symbol of passion, is the symbol of blood, is the symbol of, you know, the women that want to be seen, because red is out there, is in your face. We want to bring the heart and the blood and the passion about justice for women outside.
We're speaking this morning with Dr. Paula Magni talking about the Red Shoe Project. I'm not going to try and say it in its Spanish interpretation. Dr. Paula is asking you to help deliver 392 pairs of red shoes before the end of this month to go into an art installation to show a symbol, a physical reminder of the 392 women who have lost their life to gender-based violence in the last 10 years across the country. Now, Dr. Paula, that's nearly 400 pairs of shoes. That is a very large physical, literal, visual reminder. There's been lots of stories of domestic and family abuse. They've been told through documentaries and the news and film and book. But why is an art installation different?
An art installation that is out there for everyone is a very visual way for everyone to think and to bring a message home. people sometimes don't look at the news, don't watch the news, don't read the news. And sometimes, unfortunately, these cases are considered high profile for a couple of days in the news and then disappear. We want to bring the stories back. We want to bring awareness. We want to raise the feeling of sisterhood between women and in the community. It's women supporting women, but also the whole community supporting the cause of we want to avoid from now on gender-based violence.
Okay, so if somebody out there has already dug up their pair of old red shoes they're no longer using, what's the cutoff date and where can they take them?
You can take the shoes in the different donation points until the 25th of November. If on the day of the display you want to bring your shoes, you can also bring the shoes and put it down. So it would be better for us to have the shoes before so that we can place them better. But there is no cutoff point. Bring your shoes, bring yourself, take a picture, share this installation in your social media, share the reason why we're doing this, share the sisterhood, share the love, share the importance of justice for everyone.
Yeah, it's a physical, literal reminder, and it's quite stark, a giant sculpture of red shoes as part of the 16 days in WA to stop gender-based violence happening 25th of November through to the 10th of December. Dr. Paula, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm waiting for a representation of your radio for a pair of shoes.
I'm looking forward to getting our shoes out there as well. Look, if this conversation has stirred up any feelings for you, if you'd like to speak to someone, you can call 1-800-RESPECT. That's the National Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Counselling Service, 1-800-737-732. And, of course, Lifeline is 13 11 14.